This is All Saints Sunday. How many of you remember that? This is All Saints Day. It's All Hallowed Day, the Hallowed Saints. And on the eve of All Hallowed Day is All Hallowed Evening, All Halloween. All right, I've had that lesson several times, but we need to go on. Scriptures for this week out of the lectionary were amazing. There was all kinds of sumptuous scriptures, just rich and wonderful. And there's one that we didn't read. I'm gonna read a piece of it to you. It's out of the Apocrypha, the Wisdom of Solomon. Pia's gonna put it up on the screen there. The souls of the righteous are in the hand of God, and no torment will ever touch them. In the eyes of the foolish, they seemed to have died, and their departure was thought to be an affliction, and their going from us to be their destruction. But they are at peace. Those who trust in the Lord will understand truth, and the faithful will abide in him in love, because grace and mercy are upon his elect, and he watches over his holy ones. Scripture in our midst, amen, amen. So All Saints Day. And All Saints Day, All Saints Morning, technically the 1st of November was that day when the saints triumphed over all of the ghosts and goblins and the malevolent wraths that came. And how many of you had ghosts and goblins and creatures of all kinds come and visit you on Halloween evening? No, not many of you have any trick-or-treaters, no? I had quite a few, actually. They came, and it was pretty demanded. They said, give us tribute or you will be the recipient of our wrath. Actually, they just said trick or treat, but that's what they were saying, wasn't it? There was a group of them. There was about 6 or 8 boys that were getting past that age of being trick or treaters, and they were all wound up. And I said, now, gentlemen, I said, I've given you treats. Let there be no tricks. And they paused a moment to really think of what that meant. And one of them said, no tricks, no tricks. And I thought, for them, filling, and it was pillowcases, filling their pillowcases with candy was the objective. Lost sight of what that was all about, but it was an interesting evening. I had one solo visitor, so it was great reassurance. It was Batman came to my door. I got to tell you, I was a little concerned about his ability to provide protection over, you know, over Gotham here and to keep us all safe. And I did thank him. I said, thank you for being the Batman over Gotham. And he looked at me kind of blankly. He was only 5, probably. His dad was standing behind me, him grinning from ear to ear. I put some candy in his bag, and he looked at me and looked at his dad and turned. He was on his way to the next place. So I'm not so sure that Batman is going to be our savior, but we know who the savior is. And I jest, as you know, for the Lord is the one that keeps us safe. Amen? The Lord is the one that watches over us. Amen? The Lord is the one that watches over our brothers and sisters who have ended their journey in faith and keeps them safe. Amen. So it is sunrise. It is triumph of the coming of the morning, All Saints Day. And as you know, I'm not talking about Catholic saints. There's a, they have a lot of saints. I am not Catholic enough or Episcopalian. The Episcopalians do not have saints at all, do they? I'm pretty sure they're Protestant, so they don't, but the Catholics have saints for different things, and they are those that they acknowledge as being patrons of care for others. And I have a Lord that's big enough to do all of that for me. But I'm talking about saints, all right. And on All Saints Day for United Methodists, we're talking about the saints who have passed into God's arms, the saints of the church, the saints of our families, the saints for each of us. We all know who those are, those special ones that are we can name in our hearts, and those righteous ones that have finished their journey in faith and now rest from their labors. And there is great comfort for me in knowing that. It is well with the Lord. It is well with those who rest with God, and I am at peace even though I grieve the loss of those loved ones. I know that they are at rest. I am glad that I don't have to decide who is and who is not amongst those saints who are redeemed. Have you ever thought about that? What a job that would do to be the judge, to have to make the decision about who deserves and who doesn't deserve? And I would always worry, I don't know the rest of the story. I don't know all of what's going on. And I don't know another person's heart as clearly as God knows. And so I am thankful for God that I don't have to decide. God is the perfect judge that knows all, sees all, and can decide perfectly. So it is worth noting, how do we aspire to be those that God will judge righteous? What are we supposed to do? And we heard those this morning, the qualifications for the saints. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, with all your strength. Did you hear Holly read that? We've heard that in here a lot, haven't we? Have we? You shall love the neighbor as yourself. Those are the two commandments that the scribe asked Jesus about. What are the two most important ones? Here they are. Here's the core of who and what we are to be. Here is how we are called to be those neighbors to one another. The Lord who keeps faith forever, who executes justice for the oppressed, who gives food to the hungry, the Lord sets the prisoners free, the Lord opens the eyes of the blind. The Lord lifts up those who are bowed down, and the Lord loves the righteous. The Lord watches over the strangers. He upholds the orphan and the widow. There's the definition of how to be about being righteous. The saints are doing the Lord's work. We are called to do that. That's the journey that we're trying to be on. That's the path we're trying to follow. And those who do those things and fulfill those might be qualified to be saints. I don't judge that. God will judge, and God is the right judge and the good judge. I pray that I might be humble enough to accept his judgments. I pray that I might find true forgiveness for all of those that I continue to reject, that I love them in my heart. I seek that. I work for that. And God hears our aspirations. Do you know some of the saints? How did we get here? How are you in this presence? I mean, it wasn't just when you were born, they had a little check box in your birth certificate says, you will be going to this church and you will be going to that one. Someone brought us here. Someone introduced us to the faith, if you will, to the church, to this place. Are those saints in our lives? Are those ones who raised us to be who we are and who gave us all of the good attributes that make us the righteous ones? Who are those? Who are those saints? Who have we lost? Who is at rest in God's arms as we gather this morning? Take a minute, if you will, contemplate for yourselves who those might be. I'm going to ask Sandy Tinney to come forward. She's going to read some of the saints of our church that have passed this past year. Nalu's going to come forward. He's going to lift as well saints from the Tongan community. So I invite you to prayerfully consider a moment of silence and think of the saints in our midst.
this past year, we have lost four members. Chim Cantor was a member of the Women's Society. Shirley Grandall loved to play bridge. Joyce Jerome was a bowler. She threw that ball. And we also learned Jack Tracy. But according to any written items, we do not know anything else but that he passed away. And we have been told that Don Huspid, father of Don Larson, passed away on October 31st, 2024. He'll be our next saint next year.
I would like to offer the name of Rosaline Halaliku Hamala. I would like to offer her name as a saint in recognition of commemoration for this All Saints Sunday. She was a charter member of the Tonga Fellowship, and she recently passed away last month after a long illness. But she was a lady who, with my memory, and I'm sure those who had encountered her would feel the same way, she was one of those people who just made you feel special, who uplifted you. She was a clerk at the Walmart on exposition, and she always had a smile on her face, always very uplifting and never negative about so many things that could turn a person negative. But we remember her with memories close to our hearts and with memories full of love. Rosaline Halaliku Hamala.
Those are just our official saints as we lift them and remember them. There are others who have passed, and we acknowledge those. And we grieve them. We know that grief is the way Jesus built us. The way we are, that's normal. But we can celebrate as well with all the saints joining in Jesus' arms and who rest from their faith. We gather, Lord, and we are thankful for their love, for your everlasting care, and for the way you keep the saints who have passed, who have made their journey and rest with you. We offer them up to you, Lord. Amen.